Welcome to Hearing God with Gary and Jane Berry. Do you want to grow in your intimacy with Father God, Holy Spirit and Jesus? Join us as we share insights and practical tips that you can apply today. Hi, I'm Gary Berry, and together with my wife Jane, we host Hearing God, a podcast that helps people hear from God. Today we're looking at our identity and how we believe we are worth God talking to.
The show notes at the end of every podcast, you can find them on our website, garyandjane.co, or on your favourite podcast listening app. Details what we talk about during the episode, plus Bible verses mentioned, plus resources mentioned.
Brilliant.
Gary, have you got something from this last week where you felt God was speaking to you? I'll go first while you're thinking.
Yeah.
I was going to have coffee with a friend and she'd been struggling with an issue. And in the shower that morning, God often speaks to me, I just said, God, is there any strategies you have for my friend? Four key things were immediately downloaded. I took note of them, but I was really hesitant to bring it up with my friend because in the past she hadn't been receptive to stuff. So I went, God, you have to bring it up, otherwise I'm not going to share them. Had coffee, and twice during the time we're meeting, it came to mind, and I'm like, no, God, I'm not going to open that can of worms. Then my friend opened the way. I shared these things. They went home, implemented the strategies, and fantastic result. Over to you.
Brilliant. Well, I was praying for this lady recently, and I felt too, in the words that I was praying, even sort of the prophetic word that I was giving to her, it was about this cord, and there's these three strands to the cord. I can't even remember as we're speaking what those three strands were, but I felt that they were very significant in suggesting it to the lady. And at the end of the word and the prayer that I had for this woman, she gave feedback that actually that meant a lot to her, because back when she was in a missionary situation and she was feeling attacked, she would have this cord that God had given her to use as a means of both attack and defense that would help her in her situation. So for me to say that cord there and that God was going to strengthen her at this time through this cord, it was very significant for her.
Today, we're actually looking at our identity and what we believe about ourselves. If we believe we are worth God talking to us, if we think about how, if God would want to, I suppose, spend time talking to us. Today's episode has come about because I've had a number of listeners contact me and say, wow, Jane, I've never recognized the way God has spoken to me. Now that I'm starting to recognize it, I'm doing the prophetic activation at the end of each of your episodes. And this has been a number of people, not just one. And they've gone, it's actually changing the way I feel about myself. It's raising some identity stuff that I've got to talk about with God. And God's showing me some stuff about myself. I went, oh, isn't that interesting that when we believe that God wants to speak to us and does speak to us, it actually changes the way that we feel and think about ourselves. It actually brings worth in our minds to ourselves.
And really, that's our first principle today. Our first principle is our identity as a child of God. That God loves us and just sees us as his children. Even if we turn our back on him, God still sees us as one of his children. When we have a relationship with him, we are adopted into his family. And really, the Bible is full, both from the beginning to the end, of stories about our identity. Especially, I love some of these in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, we are his workmanship. 1 Peter 2, 9, we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood. Once again, back in Ephesians 1, verse 5, we are adopted as a child of God. in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ. We have privileges as an ambassador. We have protection. We have provision, etc., because we are his ambassadors wherever we are going, whatever we are doing. We are a child of God.
Gary, I love Ephesians 1 verse 5. We're adopted into God's family. We're his child. We have all the privileges of being in his family. We are his heir. And that, together with the authority that Jesus gave his disciples, I think in John 10, I need to look up that, John 10, 35, I'm not sure, but somewhere there, I'll be in the show notes, he gave us authority to do what he'd been doing and more. So that was a key point for me in recognizing who I was as a child of God and looking at, all right, so if God says this about me, I need to start believing that and living accordingly. But I also have authority and what that authority brought, and that really changed the way I prayed. And last episode, episode 13, we looked at, or episode 14, sorry, we looked at unpacking that whole speaking life, decreeing and declaring, and that changed how I spoke with authority. First principle, the identity. Oh, were you going to say something?
Yeah, well, I think on reflection, that was the same for me. So I did all this inner work on my identity, who I was, how God saw me, that sort of stuff. So when it came to actually hearing from God and growing in the prophetic, it just sort of clicked for me. But I didn't actually realize that because of all that inner work that had been done, that was really the preparation, that was the foundation. So the next thing was I could hear from God very clearly because I was worthy. I was his child.
Brilliant. So our first principle is about our identity overall as a child of God. Second principle is our unique identity. Each of us are individuals. We each have a specific individual identity, who God says we are. And I love to ask God, how am I known in heaven? Now, I've recently been reading a book by Jamie Winship called Living Fearless. He doesn't have a podcast, but he's been interviewed a number of times on different podcasts, and especially Jenny Allen's. I will put the links in the show notes. Brilliant stuff about identity. His whole mandate is helping people find their God-given identity. He has amazing stories of when he was in the police force in America finding lost kids and all these answers to prayer, and the FBI came and interrogated him in a way to find out, how did you solve all these unsolved crimes? And he's like, God told me. And they're like, oh, well, no, how does it actually work? You really have to listen to his stuff. Then went to the Middle East. Another time he was in Indonesia. Family were in a car caught in a riot, and thousands of people were coming down the street with their car. They were stuck in this car. And he said to his family and his kids, we need to pray that God makes us invisible. God obviously made them invisible. All the people went past the car, a little bit of jostling. After the people had gone, they went to drive off, and one of the little kids in the back pipes up, we need to ask God to make us visible now. So brilliant, brilliant stories about fear and identity. But ask Jesus what he calls you, how he refers to you. Is there a nickname that God uses for you? And this comes back to the first thought principle that we covered in one of our earlier episodes about taking that first thought that comes through our mind. So if we ask God, all right, have you got a nickname that you use for me? A term of endearment is probably a better way of putting it. You got a term of endearment that you love to say about me? Go with that first thought principle if it's encouraging and aligns with scripture and not condemning. If it appears negative, then ask God, what do I need to know about that? an earlier episode, it was probably episode one, I think, I talked about, I asked God how he saw me and had this picture of a princess. And then another time it was a warrior. Another time it was this, oh, I can remember I was in running gear, ready for the race of my life. How was I dressed? That's what it was. It was not, how do you see me? Not my identity, but how am I dressed? Well, the other day I said to God, all right, God, what's my identity? How am I currently known? And the word battler came into my mind. And I went, all right, that's negative. That is not what I would call an encouraging word. So, God, what do I need to know about that? Why did that come to mind? Is that actually from you? And it was from God, and God showed me that I was battling. I was standing firm against a whole lot of stuff that was coming against me, and I was able to stand firm and wield a whole lot of stuff in the spirit, wield weapons, and just, yeah, it was actually a really good picture. Now, I will revisit that with God, probably even this weekend, and say, all right, do you still see me as a battler, or is there now something else? So it may appear negative, but we need to actually unpack that. It wasn't negative how we might think it.
As you always say, ask God questions.
Yeah.
So don't just jump to a conclusion, but seek clarity from God as to his perspective on that. Now, when you said about the unique identity, I couldn't help but think about the uniqueness of our fingerprints, how each one of us is unique. And in God's eyes, each one of us has a unique identity, a unique makeup. There's a whole lot of things that come together to make up the uniqueness of each one of us.
Yeah. So another example is, I've had a number of prophetic words about being a healer. And I've been a nurse. I've helped in the process of healing land. Just because it's healing, it doesn't mean medical healing. It could be healing man. Ask God for his interpretation. If you get the word fixer, it may, you fix issues, but you may be someone who fixes your eyes on Jesus. So always ask God questions about what that means instead of just taking it literally what we feel. Now, with our own unique identity, there may be some shame associated with it, or we may feel unworthy. We may have a false belief or lie, something we've believed about ourselves that actually isn't true. It's appeared true, but it's not true. I encourage you, prayer ministry is amazing. If you need some guidance on where to get prayer ministry, sing out. But prayer ministry, like a service on a car, every so often, just helps clear the junk, helps.
Like an oil and filter change.
All right, so even now, I'm just going to pray and just lead you in a prayer. So, Father God, we just come now and we silence the voice of the enemy in people's lives, in people's thoughts and their mind. Holy Spirit, would you come now and put a hedge of protection around their thoughts? And, Father God, would you show me if there's a lie that I'm believing about myself? If something comes into your head, just grab that first thought, go with it. Is there a false name or identity I call myself? Perhaps in a joking way, but is not actually cuts deep. Lord, would you please shine your light on the source of the lie? Help me to forgive myself for believing it. If there was someone who first said it or whatever. And Lord, would you shine your light on the truth? Would you show me my true identity? So whenever we pray and ask God, you know, if there's a lie I'm believing, I always then do some work with God about if I need to forgive or repent or whatever. But then I always ask God for the truth. So other clues to your identity is our third principle. So the meaning of your name or prophetic words that speak of your identity. Most of my prophetic words speak of me being a healer, bringing healing to the nations. In fact, I don't think I have any prophetic words about me being prophetic. And I'm like, God, why is that? It's like, well, you already know you're prophetic. You wouldn't have stepped out into the healing realm if you didn't have prophetic words about it. It's like, that's interesting. So, but clues to your identity being through the meaning of your name, you were not called something for no reason. Now, often in the Bible, God changed people's names. Saul became Paul, Abram became Abraham. A whole lot of people, their name changed after they had an encounter with God. I don't know if God's wanting to change your name. I know that when I was pregnant with the kids, we were very specific about God, what do you want us to call our children? What do you want to name them? What is the name you have picked out for them and the meaning of that name? Do you want to say anything else about meaning of names, Gary?
I was just looking up my meaning of my name, Gary, and it said about a spear. So someone that has a sharpness, that has a direction about it, and perhaps I do have that at times.
Perhaps it's something you need to explore with God a bit and look at, all right, God, how can I be a finely tuned spear or weapon in your hand?
That's a good point.
To really become all that you were called to be. See, you're distracted for a good reason there.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't distracted. I thought, seeing it come up, I've never actually looked at what Gary meant. And, yeah.
Wow. All right, our fourth principle, think outside the square. I alluded to this before. It may not be just fixing things physically. It may be fixing your eyes on Jesus. So if God calls you builder, it may not actually be building with your hands. It might be building people, building into people. It might be building wealth and resources. It might be related to building blocks. You might have a call on you to be a teacher, all out of the word builder.
Or could even be like building community.
Ooh, yeah.
Building a nation, being a nation builder. There's whole lots of different ways, but I think the critical thing here is really doing what you always say, Jane, ask God questions to seek clarity.
So today, as we come towards the end, our prophetic action is turning our hearts and thoughts to Father God and asking him, God, what do you want me to know about my identity? And then God, what do you want me to do in relation to that? You may even like to ask God, is there a favorite nickname, God, that you have for me? What's my identity in heaven? How am I known in heaven? When Father God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, all the angels are talking about me, what are they calling me? Ask God questions about that. Just spend time fleshing that out with him. Now, both of us have asked God what he would love to say to a listener. Gary, do you want to go first?
Once again, I asked God and I got the picture of a flower, a lavender. And then I asked God, well, what is it specifically about that? There was two aspects. Firstly, the flower of it's I saw a really strong purple one. And I sensed that God was saying that, that purple, that's royalty. And that's really how God sees you today. God sees you as one of his royal priesthood. God sees you as being very special, as set apart, as someone who's an influencer. And then the second part was the aroma of the lavender, and that permeates areas, that wherever it is, it permeates areas. And I sense that you have an aroma that permeates, that actually changes atmosphere, that goes into places even before you, or you don't fully even understand the full impact that you're having, but you carry this aroma that impacts people, that impacts circumstances, that changes those things, and that God sees you as being very special.
I actually had a sense that for someone who has lost something and has been looking for it, I get the word three. So whether it's the third drawer, but the third drawer has come to me a few times. And I'm like, that came to me last night and then again today, twice. So I'm like, all right, there's something in the third drawer that you will find. Sounds bizarre, I know, but I'm just saying it. And Gary, I just noticed with your lavender and the purple, you see a lot of colours. You probably don't realise that when you are sensing words for people, a lot of colours come through with that. Just interesting to know. Anyway, Gary, do you want to pray?
Yes, Father, we just want to thank you for being such an amazing God, a God that just speaks to us all the time. Father, just may people know that they know that they know that you are speaking to them, that you love them so much, and that they are worthy for you to speak to speak life into. Father, just thank you for who you are and what you are doing in each of our lives. Just bless everyone now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks. So we would love it if you could share our podcast with whoever God brings to mind. And also subscribe and rate and review on your favourite podcast listener. Thanks for now. See you.